Okay, today's daf nun test. Let's begin with daf nun test. Today is nun test. Today's daf is nun test. We will begin with daf nun test on the base, two lines from the bottom. Tan rabbanan. Okay, fair game? Two lines from the bottom. Tan rabbanan. Nusso, yotamin kodim u'pesach, pesach el u'kotaris, teres kotaris l'neiros. Period. Now what does that mean? The seder on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach falls on a regular weekday. When do you offer the Karban Pesach? You have competition. What's the competition? You have to also offer the Tamid. The Tamid shall be in Harbayim. And you have to also offer the... You have to light the Neiros. According to talking about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And you have to also offer the Ketores. So what is the Seder for the four things that need to be offered on Erev Pesach? On Erev Pesach. You mark of the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, right? The Zman HaKrovos HaPesach is the Chatzos Ve'eloch. But once you already come to Chatzos, you're already entering into the Zman of the Tomit Shol Bein Harbayim. So it says here in this Brai, so we're going to have two versions. Stam, you learned the Gemara already, right? You learned the Daf already. He learned the Daf already 70 times, but he also learned it this morning.
70 times, 7 times.
But he learned it this morning also.
Yes.
So you know the Rady Gemara is Nasgana. So you have two opinions in the Gemara. One exactly is the proper Zman to offer. When is the proper Zman to offer the Tamid Shel, to offer the Seder of these four things? So here we go again. Tanabon Tamid Shel Koidim LePesach. The Tamid comes before the Pesach. Okay, so first the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Okay, Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Then comes the Karban Pesach. Then comes the Pesach Kodim L'Ketores, comes the Ketores, and Ketores Kodim Es L'Neros. It's got four things. Tamid, Pesach.
Pesach was the longest.
Okay, but so what? But it doesn't make a difference. They'll work out the schedule. If Pesach has to be offered first, they'll offer Pesach. They'll offer the Tamid. But no, the Seder is first the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Then comes Karban Pesach. Then comes the Ketores. And then comes the Neros. Why? Why is this so? So here we have the first of him, the Gemara, because Yuuchar Dovar Shenemar Boy Be'erev Ubein Harbayim. Now what does that mean? Rashi, look at Rashi. Yuchar Dovar. It smells from fire. What's coffee? It's very strong. Okay. Yuchar, look at the tab Rashi. Time of the Reish Kumafarish. Tamid Koidim LePesach. The Tamid comes before the Pesach. Why? The din hu sheyuchar pesach shnemar boy be'erev ubein harbayim. Okay, this is the key to the Gemara. It says by the Karban Pesach two different terms. It says the word be'erev, and it says the term bein harbayim, in which basically both of them mean the same thing. As far as we are concerned, I'm sure there are nuances in what it means, differences, but it means the same thing. Tizbach es a pesach be'erev. Okay, one pasuk says you shall offer the pesach in the evening. And then it's v'shachatu also kol kahal adas yishol bein harbayim. Okay, so there are two expressions. Bo'erev bein harbayim. The Talmud, it only says shlanem aboy ella esa kemes achadaseh bein harbayim. So again, the Talmud it says bein harbayim. The Pesach it says two terms. Erev bein harbayim. So that we make a drasha. If it says a double term, a double expression of lateness by the Karban Pesach, obviously the Torah wants the Pesach to be offered later towards the evening. Okay, then the Tamid. So back to the Gemara, one more time, top line, Yuchar Dovar. We're going to, Yuchar, it's going to be later. Yuchar, it's going to be postponed. Yuchar here means to be postponed. Dovar, something, which refers to the Karban Pesach. Something shnema boy, which says two terms, the term bo'erev and the term bein harbayim, ledavar later than something else shloinema boy bo'erev does not say the word bo'erev. The Talmud does not say anywhere in the Torah that you offer the Talmud bo'erev. Ella, the only thing it says by the Talmud is ella bein harbayim bilvat. Mersakash, if that's the case, Yochi, if that's the case. Ketores v'neiros nami nikadmu lePesach. Let us suggest, if that's the case, that we should offer the Ketores and the neros of the menorah shall be lit before the Korban Pesach, because it does not say the word Erev by the Ketores or by the neros. So just like we're going to delay the Pesach past the Tomid, because only by the Pesach does it have a double expression, let's do the same thing when it comes to the neros. Let's make the neros and the Ketores earlier than the Ketores. Why? Yachi neros, the Ketores nami, neros nami, nikad mula Pesach, because of the same exact logic. Yuchar, we should delay davar. Well, that's a machlekes rishonim if it burned all day. But right now we're not dealing with the neros that are burning during the day. We're dealing with the neros that are going to burn at night. We're dealing with lighting up the night neros. We're not dealing with the day neros. So let's make the same suggestion. Yuchar davar shenemar boi ba'erev ubein harbayim ledavar shaloi nemar boi ela bein harbayim belvad. So let's make the same exact drasha. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam demid rachmana oiso. You're right. Really?
Maybe barbecuing in the neighborhood, but it's nothing upstairs.
I am sorry to make you go upstairs. I
you smelled by
you. I did. I smelled a very strong. Over there? Bunk? Anything get hurt?
Everybody's okay.
Wow, scary. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Electrical.
Yeah. Okay, Ucha Dava Shnema Boy Bear Bina Bai Muldava Shlonem Boy Ella Bina Bai Mulvat. Okay, so the same as that cash, the more suggestion is, why is it so that the order is Pesach? I'm sorry, Tomid, Pesach, Ketores, and Neros. The same reason why the Pesach is coming after the Tomid, because by the Pesach it says the word Erev, we should arrange the Seder where Pesach comes after the Neros and after the Ketores, because only by Pesach does it say the word Erev. So the more answers, no, you're right. Really, we would. Really, you're right. If only thing that we had, the only variables, the only issues we had were the word Erev and Bein Harbayim, absolutely, that's what we would do. Pesach with the last thing. But there's another drasha which counteracts the drasha. Hosam shani hosam dimid rachmana oisoi. It says the word oisoi. Meaning, now what's the word oisoi? Let me read the whole pasuk. The Gemara didn't give a drasha. The whole pasuk is ba'oyel moed. You don't. If you have the sign of the Gemara, if you have the new Gemaras, ba'oyel moed nichutz laparoches asher al hoedus ya'aroich oisoi. You shall arrange it the menorah, Arun Ubanov, may Erev ad boiker, from the Erev until the boker. Now the more makes a drasha, also the only thing that goes from the beginning of the Erev until the boker, also is the menorah. The menorah has to be, in other words, when the menorah is lit, silence. Nothing else is actively being offered on the Mizbeach. Nothing new, at least. I mean, you have the Emurim that continue to burn, but nothing new. No new Avodah can be initiated past the time of the Menorah. So if you're going to say... Well, exactly. So if you're going to say that we should bring the Menorah first, do the Menorah first, and then do the Pesach, because the Pesach, it says two terms. It says Erev Abayk, and it says the word also... Ben Harbayim, and it says Erev. You're right, that would be a nice idea, but we have a miut. The miut is Oisoi. The menorah will go May Erev Ad Boiker. Memeil of nothing else, that word Oisoi comes and changes the whole dynamics of this Shtikl Gemara. Now the Gemara elaborates, the Gemara tells us the Drasha, the Gemara quotes the entire Drasha. We only need for our purposes the second part of the Drasha. Here comes the Oso. It says in the pasuk, "Me'erva boiker." So the first drasha we darshin is tein la midasa shetehei delekes me'erva boiker. The esh zach is you should put in the menorah enough oil that it shall go me'erev ad boiker. That's how much oil. Chazam the calculation, how much oil do you need? And obviously the problem is every night is different. In the winter they're very long nights, in the summer they're short nights. You give one standard amount of oil on the average, I guess, on the equinox, and you adjust the wicks. the wicks either are thicker or thinner to burn more oil or less oil, in order that you have the same. I never really appreciate until they have the nearest over here. They're out of fuel. But if you turn it up, it burns big. Turn it down, it burns a little bit. You're going to adjust the amount of fuel that you're going to consume over a period of time. Vita. But the amount of oil is going to be the same thing. Vita. That's the first drush. Another drasha. Another drasha on the word meir boker. We attach it to the word oso, my timer, omar kra, ya'aroich, you shall arrange oso, it, the menorah shall be arranged, oso, aron uvon meir boker, oso meir boker, ve'ein davrach meir boker, period. Now what about the keteris? That's all fine and very good when it comes to the menorah. But why is that the keteres also is offered last? Why not bring the keteres before the Karban Pesach? We should bring the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, then the keteres, then the Pesach, and then the Menorah. Teretz is v'iskish keteres l'neiros. So we'll have the Pesach in a few moments. The Pesach always compares that the keteres shall be offered the same time you bring the Menorah. Memela, whatever rule we're going to follow for the Menorah, automatically we're going to follow that rule for the Ketores as well. So the bottom line is, according to this Shtikl Gemara, according to this opinion, what is the Seder HaDvarim? If someone asks you on Erev Pesach, what do you do in the afternoon? There are four things that must be done. There's a Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, which goes first. Then comes the Karban Pesach. Then comes the Ketores. And then comes the Menorah. What are the reasons for these things? So first of all, when we compare the Ketores, the Pesach, Keneged the Tamid, automatically the Pesach is after, because the Pesach has a double terminology, Erev and Bein Harbayim, whereas Tamid only has the word Bein Harbayim. Okay, next, what about the Ketores and what about the Menorah? They only have the word Bein Harbayim. So first of all, before we go any further, we have to right away know in advance that whatever halach applies to one applies to the other, because the two are chukish lahadadi. So they're viewed as a set. But being that it says the word oso, ya'aroch oso me'erev ad boker, it is the only thing which will go me'erev ad boker, me'erev ad boker, it is the only thing that will go
from the evening till next morning.
Me'erev ad boker, and that's going to be the menorah, and that's why the menorah must come last. We know it from this extra word oso. Okay, that is the Gemara's maskana, at least at this point, or at least according to this opinion. Now the Gemara presents an alternative opinion. Another time, the Tanya, we know in the Braisa, kikushim. It's a very interesting expression. We learned in the Braisa that says a different order, and the order, the maskana of this Braisa is equivalent to what we thought in the Kasha, which basically means in the Havamina of our previous Gemara, which will basically mean the maskana, that it's going to be first the Pesach, and then, well, let's listen. I'm going to mix up a tiny cushion. Tamid koidem liketores. The Tamid goes first. Then goes the ketores. And then uketores koidemes leneros. And then, believe it or not, the neros koidemes lepesach. Einachnami, in this version, it's like the kasha, that since by the Karban Pesach it says a double term. It says Erev and Bein Harbayim, and Tamid and the Menorah only says Bein Harbayim, does not say the word Erev. It says Erev Ad Boker. The Erev Ad Boker is not the same as that's Tein Lamidos. That's not a Zman to light. That's how long it should be lit for. It's not telling you when by the Menorah it says May Erev Ad Boker, but the Gemara never views that expression as a kasha. The Gemara views Erev Ad Boker as amount of oil of how much you should put it. It's not telling you when it should be lit. But when it comes to the Karban Pesach, it tells you that you should light it the Zavachta Be'erev, and it says by the Karban Pesach also The shachatu also called kaladasi shol bein harboyim. It's telling you when the zman shchita is. But by the menorah it says the halos aronis hanevas bein harboyim yaktirena. The zman haktor, when the Torah addresses the zman, it only addresses the zman of at bein harboyim. So the Gemara, according to this opinion in Hanami, the Karban Pesach is the last thing to be done during the day. You offer the Tamid, you offer the Ketores, you offer the light the Menorah, and then you lie, then you bring the Karban Pesach, like our question.
Yeah, but so then, according to this Monday Omer, the Menorah will be lit in
the afternoon. That's right. That's right. I guess they had to put it, they had to maybe had to make an exception with a lot of oil, or maybe they made the mirrors very thin. Had to go all the way until the next day. That's right. They lit it early in the afternoon and had to go through the entire night. That is correct. Because it says by the Karban Pesach two terms, Erev and Bein Harbayim. Menorah, it only says Bein Harbayim. Yeuchad Davar Shnemar Boy Erev and Bein Harbayim. Midavar Shnemar Boy Ela Bein Harbayim Buvad. So that's what it says. Tanya Kikushin, Tommy Kodin Lukhtaris, Kodin Lukhtaris, Lenerus, Nerus Kodemus, Lepesach. Why? You Uchadava Shnemar Boy Boerev and Ubein Harbaim, Ledava Shloy Nemar Boy Ella Bein Harbaim Bilvat. Oh, but now what's the obvious kasha? What does this Tana do with the word Oisoi? The word Oisoi is X. We don't have the word Oisoi, it's a Niyot. That the last thing to be done is the Menorah. Nothing can be initiated after the Hadlokas HaMenorah. For Haksiv Oisoi, no Kasha. I have another Joshua for Oisoi. Oisoi is not the only candidate. The word Oisoi in Echnami, I agree with you that it's telling me it's the last thing. But it's only the last thing that's done inside the Heichol. Which means the Ketores is done before the Menorah. But things that are done outside the Heichol, Chutz, which is the Karban Pesach, which is slaughtered in the Azara, that's outside of the Heichol, that in Echnami can be done at a later point in time. Ketores will be done. Why? Because Sal Gedaitach Amino Hoyluch Sivit says the pasuk says Uveha Alois Aharon Esaneros Bein Harbayim Yaktirena. Since the pasuk says that the zman of the Ketores is the same zman when Aaron lights the Neros, Ema I would say, if you read the pasuk at a face value, Nadlik Neros Bereisha. Right? This is not what the pasuk means. Uveha Alois Aharon Esaneros. When Aaron lights the Neros, Bein Harbayim. Oh. After you lit the Neros, that's when Yak Tirena. So the simple reading of the pasuk indicates that you should first light the Neros, then do the Ketores. V'hod Nakti Ketores, the Mimela Mi Rachman Oisoi, that's why we need the word Oisoi. Don't read the pasuk in that fashion. It means it's the same Zman, they're done together. But Halacha L'maisa, first bring the Ketores, and then the last thing to be done for the night will be the Menorah. Mi Rachman Oisoi. Ella bein harbayim yaktirena lomli. So what then does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says the bein harbayim yaktirena hachi kama rachmana. This is what the pasuk means. Be idon de madlekes neros. So this is how you have to translate the pasuk. Uvecha alois aharon es haneros bein harbayim. When Aaron lights the neros bein harbayim yaktirena doesn't mean in the you shall now in the future light it. Tehei mikatro ketores. The Ketores should already have been lit. Already should have been offered. That's how we have to translate it. Uveha alois, aharon es haneros bein harbayim yaktirena. And even though the yud normally is lashon osit, okay, I'm not a bucky in what exactly this means over here. Yaktirena, tei mikatra Ketores, it should already have been lit. Let's see what maybe Rashi says. Tehei mikatra Ketores, kivor tehei mukteres. Already should have been lit. Let me see if I have more of an elaboration here in the, my parish of you. No. Be the middle of his man, Shehatalag Saneros Yaktin, Kaloima Te Megaros, Factoros Te Mukteros Kavar. It does not elaborate here on my Gemara, in the parish on the side. There is no further elaboration, at least not here. Okay, right. Tarabana, new Gemara. Ein Lacha Dava Shakaidil Tomash. Now, once we discuss the Ketores and the Tamid, let's now discuss the other avodas. Sanaban. The only thing that comes with Tomei Shal Shachar. Okay, now we're going in a general Seder Hayom. Like you say every day, you say Abayim, you say that every day. Abayim, I'm going to say the same Adach B'Shema D'Gemara. I leave that B'Shal. Adach B'Shal, 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 So what's the Ersh Zach that's done in the morning? The Ketores. You bring the Ketores, and after the Ketores, then you bring the Talmid. Now, Chayyim the Gemara is if learning by a very face value, there was no lighting of the menorah. Okay, let's make later, it. No? The menorah was looked at. That's not the Rambam says it was lit during the day also. But let's learn. Let's for the moment now learn the Gemara not like the Rambam. Fish or thing like that. The Shalom. Mm-hmm. But most you shouldn't learn the menorah was only lit once a day at night. In the morning there was Hatovas Haneros, where they cleaned, they prepared it, but it was not relit. The Rambam is Machadish. It was relit, but it wasn't more.
They
can see it.
Otherwise,
they
didn't have light.
Well, not so posh. There was special light, or there was other lights, there were other narrows. Okay. Eilu chadavah shakayim l'tomim shal shachar elakteres bavad. Shneimar ba. Why? Here we go to a new drush, a similar drush that we had on top of the Amud. Baboiker, baboiker. It says a double expression. Baboiker, baboiker. And it says about the Ketores. Baboiker, baboiker, behetivo es haneros yaktirena. So the double expression baboiker baboiker indicates that it shall be the first thing relative to the Tomei Shal Shachar, where it only says akev secha ta'aseh baboiker. A double boiker is stronger than a single boiker. The yuktam kitaris davish shnemar boi baboiker baboiker. That's one more time. Tana banin dochav shakim Tomei Shal Shachar baboiker shlod shnemar baboiker baboiker. The yuktam the Gemara explains the yuktam davish shnemar boi baboiker baboiker. That's sev hekti olav aharoin. Keteres Sanim, Aaron shall light Allah. Allah means upon the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach Hazav, Baboiker, Baboiker, Ledavar, to the Menorah, I'm sorry, to the Tamid, Ledavar, Shlonemar Boy, Ella, Boiker Echa, period. Vein Lucha, Davar, Shemesakev, Achar, Tamid, Shalbein, Abayim, Ella, Keteres. The Neros, now we go back. What about the Tamid, Shalbein, Hor, Abayim, Kesa, Braisa? Let's now jump into the afternoon. There's nothing that is offered after the Tomid Shelbein Harbayim Ela. So look at this price. This price follows the second version. Look at the order. Ela Kitoyres. Vineros. Okay, that's the second version. And then, when it's El Pesach, then Upesach. Okay, so we see here that according to this brisa, the order was like the second version. The second version was first the Tomid Shalbein Harbayim, then the Ketores, then the Neros, and then the Karbon Pesach. How could it be the Karbon Pesach comes after the Neros? Because the Pesach, it says Bo'erev and Bein Harbayim, and the Neros only says Bein Harbayim. Now this brisa goes on to add one more halacha that's new to our sugya. Umechusar Kippurim be'erev haPesach shetoyvel shenis v'oicheles Pesach. New halacha erev in the evening, which means let's say a person is tamei, not tamei. I'm sorry, he's mechusar Kippurim. He's a mitzora, or he's a zah, or a woman is a yoledes. So what is the halacha? The halacha is they, even though they may be 100% tar, they've gone through the entire process of tar, they're 100% tar. They're not allowed to eat kadosh until they bring their special. They can eat truma. A woman who's a yoledes and goes to nikvah after 80 days can eat truma. But she's not allowed to eat kadosh until she brings her korbanos, the yoledes. A person that's a zav, a kohen who's a zav or mitzayra, and went to the process of tyra, can eat truma. But he can't eat kadosh until he brings the special korbanos that a zav mitzayra required to bring, and then he goes to nikvah, and he has hair of shemesh. So now there's a korban pesach to be brought. This zav did not yet bring his special korbanos. It's erev pesach. They already were makriv. The tamid shalbein harbayim, and gans klal yisrael is bringing their korban pesach, and they brought the korban pesach. And now this guy wakes up and says, "Wait a minute! Tonight everyone's going to eat the korban pesach. I'm part of a chabura. I'm part of a group, but I can't eat it. because I forgot. I was not yet makriv my karbonos for being a zava or a mitzayro or yoledes. I didn't bring the karbonos. So what am I saying? No problem. I'll bring the carbon right now. I'll bring it right now. I'll go to the Beis Hamikdash right now. It's let's say Shkia 7 o'clock, and right now it's 6 o'clock. I'll bring it right now. I'll right away jump in the mikvah after I bring the carbon, and then I'll have Herav Shemesh, and tonight I'll be ready to eat to join the Chabur and eat the carbon Pesach. No problem. There is a problem. The problem is, it's they already were makuv the Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim at let's say 3 o'clock for argument's sake. 3 o'clock. Now, on a regular year, on a regular day, let's talk about a regular day of the year. Regular day of the year, middle of the winter, person, they bring the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim, the Gzeres HaKosnasei, Oleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. Oleha means upon the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim, Hashlem, it's over. The show is over. Close the curtains. That's the last carbon of the day. Anyone that wants to bring a special carbon, no matter what it is, must get it done before the Kohanim bring the Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim. And if you bring a carbon after Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim, it's a bitul asay. Aleha hashlein. This is the last carbon. If you go and you violate this halacha, you are violating a mitzvah asay. So this guy, he's banging on the door. Now the only exception to this is the Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach, the Gzeres HaKosim, Torah says Pesach, it says Erev, and it says Ben Harbayim, and the Talmud only says Ben Harbayim. So Pesach, every single year, on Yudal is offered after the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. But this guy says, but I want you to make an exception for me as well, to offer my korbanos, in order that I can go to mikvah after I bring it, so at night I can eat the Karm Pesach with everyone else in Klal Yisrael.
That's why he has to wait until Pesach
Sheni. No, so he doesn't want to wait the Pesach Sheni. He wants to do it tonight. It's not a mile to wait the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, you don't get shlichi for waiting the Pesach Sheni. It's not a mile. So what do? So Eina Chanami, this Raisa says we make an exception for him. Here, Raisa, unbelievable. He's the Lone Ranger. He gets his own special carbon, private carbon after the Makatam Shem Abayim. That's an exception. Mechusa Kippurim Ber Pesach Shetoydel Shenis V'Echol Es Pischol Erf. Now along comes Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Yochanan Breiko Oimer. He's a bigger chiddush, tremendous chiddush. Af mechusa kipurim b'shoyi mos hashana shetoyv ba'oichon b'kadoshim ve'alev. Why only him? Let's say a person needed to bring a carbon shlamin. Lo yitzuya, he brought a carbon shlamin. Problem is, regular nedava. And then after he brings the shlam, what do you do with the shlam? You eat it how long? For 2 days and the night in between. So he comes to the Mikdash, he says, the Kohen, here's some money, I want to bring a carbon shlam. The Kohen comes out, half an hour later, we brought it for you, here's the meat. Shlam is kachay kalim, who eats the meat? The bolim, the one who pays for it. The Kohen gets the chazev v'shoik, he gets the gift. Recycling. So why we have a solution? We have here a very simple solution. What to do? We'll just see the Rashi very quickly. Rashi, the Rashi, the Shai was the Chana. Im Hevi Shalmei Nedav Vakoydem Atamid Vehu Hayu Mechusa Kibur Vimlo Yavi Kapuras Lo Yochal Es Shlomam. The Ksivit says Vyachlo Osimasher Kupar Bohem Al Ma'achid Leskudosh Ma'asehu Bein Hanecholim Lakoydem Bein Hanecholim Lishrael. So why can't we? So that's what we should do according to the thing. That's what we should. So that's what's over here. Rabbi Yehoshua Shmuel Ben Shmuel Ben Reiko Omer. Af mechus kipurim b'shoyim mos hashana shetayvav v'yochel b'koshem l'boef. Okay, now the Gemara says, let's analyze this halacha in more detail. B'shlam v'latana kam kuntan tana kam yoviyat say the Pesach sheyesh b'koris v'yitche asid hashlamos shein b'koris. According to the question, we have here two exceptions to bring the korbanos after the deadline. Now let's understand, what's the deadline? The deadline is the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. Why is the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim the deadline? It's a Gzeres HaKosev, Oleha Hashlem Kol HaKorbonos Kulam. That is a mitzvah saseh. If you want to miss the deadline, you better have a good excuse. So bishlam, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, now besides the Pesach, that's gzeres hakasav. Karban Pesach goes after Tomei Shabbat Abayim because of gzeres hakasav, because it says the word bo'erev. The Torah says, I want you to be makan Karban Pesach, bo'erev and Ben Harbayim. Okay, that's a given. But what about a person who wants to bring his Mechusa Kippurim after the deadline? I also have a good excuse. Because Achilas Pesach is Karis. And a person doesn't need the Karban Pesach, it's Chayav Karis. I mean, he doesn't bring it. So since the Inyan of Pesach is Karis, and the deadline is an Asay, Karis has more weight over an Asay. Okay, so it's logical why we should allow a person to bring his Mechusa Kippurim in order to allow him to partake of the Karban Pesach, because Pesach is an Inyan of Kares, and Hashlama is an Inyan of an Asay. Okay, but Stamazoi, a person who wants to eat the meat of a Karban Shlamim, eating a Karban Shlam is not a Kares. It is a mitzvah Asay to eat Karban Shlamim. V'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem. That's equal in weight to the pasuk of Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. Elo Lemishol B'noshol B'noshol B'chol B'mbreika My Eluma the Hayaseh B'Hayaseh. Why is the Aseh of Karbon Pesach of the Karbon Shlamim more have more weight than the Aseh of Hashlama? Amar Avinu Amar Chisda Hocha in Nechanan. So here we go. Beautifully said. Beautifully in Gemara. You're right. In other words, if we're dealing here with the Mechusa Kippurim is wealthy, let's talk about a Mitzayra. Mitzayra is an oil of Yoret. So if a person is wealthy, what do you bring? You bring animals. If you're poor, what do you bring? A bird. So if a person is bringing a bird, what goes on the Mizbeach? The blood. Does anything get burned on the Mizbeach? No. So along comes the Gemara, it's an incredible Chiddush. The Aseh, Oleho Hashlem Kol HaKorbonos Kulam, is a din in the fire of the Mizbeach. Not a din in putting blood on the Mizbeach. So since here, the only thing you need to do in order to bring your to finish off your karbanos is to take a bird and to do a malika and to sprinkle the blood, to squirt the blood on the mizbeach, on the blood.
There's no achilas
mizbeach involved. The meat's going to be eaten by the kohanim. Who gets to eat the meat of the chatas oif? The kohanim. A bird chatas the meat, the meat of the bird is eaten by the kohanim. What? No, it's not. Malika is the exception. Malika is an exception. Only Shli. No, that's the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. You do Malika. It's Gezeres HaKosef. The Kohen does Malika on the Chatos HaOif and the Kohanim eat the Basa. That's Pashat. There's no din Malika. There's no din Trefa by Malika. This is the way the Torah is Matir, the bird, the Achila, through Malika. There's a lot of discussion. If you do Malika, Bechutz, all these different things, Mutter, also, if you do a Shkita, what happens? But it's Pashat that if it's done properly, the Koyanim eat it. But the Mizbeach does not get any of the Basar. There are no Imurim in a bird. So what are you putting on the Mizbeach? The blood. That is not go against the Isser Asay of Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbonos Kulam is a din in the fire of the Mizbeach burning the Imurim. Not a din in putting blood on the surface of the Mizbeach. Minela? No problem. And if we're dealing with a case where the person needs to bring animals, is wealthy, and he's bringing animals, and he has to burn on the Mizbech Le'imurim. Oh, I got to burn the Mizbech Le'imurim. No, that you can't do because there's an Aseh of Hashlama, and who says your Aseh is more powerful than the Aseh of the Hashlama? But that's not what we're doing here. We're not bringing an animal, we're bringing a bird. And the bird, you only put in the Mizbech blood. Blood does not go against the Aseh of Hashlama.
And birds don't have any in it?
They do, but nothing goes on the Mizbeach. Nothing is burnt. No part of the bird is burnt on the Mizbeach. Only the blood. That's it. That's why there's no problem. One more time. So the Gemara gives the answer. Here we're going with only the blood. Answer number two. You can even tell me going by an animal. I have a solution. You know what the solution is? Malu malina b'royit shom mizbeach. What you do is bring the meat, the imurim, to the top of the mizbeach. Just don't burn it. Leave it there on the surface of the mizbeach without actually putting it on the fire. So the Isra Seder Aisa of Hashlam is Alel Hashlam, that the last thing to be burnt is the Tomit Shel Bein Harbayim. So you know what? I won't burn it. I'll bring the Imurim on the top of the Mizbech and I won't burn it. I'll burn it tomorrow morning. Are you allowed to do that? By tomorrow morning it becomes noiser. It only becomes noiser if it's not on the surface of the Mizbech. If you put something on the surface of the Mizbeach, even if it does not get burnt, it's not called Noiser, and you can burn it tomorrow. So the solution is, take the animal, take its Imurim, bring it to the top of the Mizbeach, leave it in the corner, don't burn it.
Noiser is only on the meat of the game.
There's Noiser also on the Imurim as well. If the Imurim are not burnt by tomorrow, by the Zman, it's lina, it's more than noiser, it's called lina. Lina, it's a form of noiser. Lina. If you don't take the imurim and bring it to the mizbeach, it's possible with lina. Same idea, it's different din. It's possible with lina. So there here you're going to put on the mizbeach, so there's no din lina, but you're not going to burn it, because if I'm going to burn it, that will be a violation of hashlama, so there'll be no violation of hashlama, and there'll be no problem of lina, because we're not going to burn it. We're just going to leave it there on top of the mizbeach. And it's and tomorrow after we bring Tomei Shel Shachar, then we'll burn it. That's going to be answer number 3. Papa Mafil Tamei B'Chadas Behema Male, bring it up, Umalina, have it rest, B'Roisha Shel Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, okay, that's all very good. You gave me 2 very nice answers for the Chatas, for the Chatas. But let's, if we're dealing with a person that's a Mechusa Kippurim, how many Kabbanis do you bring? A Mechusa Kippurim. Let's talk about a mitzvah. 3 karbanos. A mitzvah brings an oshan, he brings a chatos, and an oil. So the chatos sometimes can be a bird. So if you can tell me it's a bird, okay, so a bird, you don't have a problem. Or if you want to tell me we're dealing with the chatos of an animal, so you know what? We'll bring it to the top of the mizbeach, and we won't burn it. But what about the other 2 karbanos that have to be offered on the mizbeach in order for this person to go to mikvah and eat tonight? Now let's deal with 1 at a time. V'ika asham. But what about the asham? The asham only comes as an animal. There's no such thing as bringing asham as from a bird. So bish, some of that public going to answer number 2. Answer number 2 was what? Take the meat, the imurim, and bring it to the surface of the mizbeach and just don't burn it. That answer that we gave for the chatas is a good answer for the asham as well. Bishop Rav Papa Hainu Demolin, you could do the same thing, you can bring it to the mizbeach and leave it there. El Rav Chista, but according to Rav Chista, that's not going to work when it comes to the asham, because an asham is an animal. It's only going to work for the bird, not for an animal. El Rav Chista, Michael Lemeimar, the Gemara says, Amri, the Enechanami, the case here is going Shekorav Ashamoy, where you already brought your asham in the morning. So Enechanami, the only way you can have Hechatim, according to this man, the Yomri, is, You have a mitzvah. A mitzvah needs to bring 3 karbanos. He brought the asham in the morning before the tamid shel bein harbayim. And the only thing that's left is the chatas liola. So the chatas is going to be a bird, and the bird is no problem according to the first answer, because the bird is only blood. There's no violation of hashlama. Okay, very good. But what about the oila? The oila is an animal, and the animal goes on the fire. It's hashlama. Not by mitzvah. A mitzvah has to be an animal. Has to be an animal. Only by yoledes you could have a bird. Not by a oila. And even if it's going to be a bird has to be burnt. Chatos. The basar goes to the kohen. Nothing is burnt. But a bird, you burn. You burn the bird. So the bird is a hashlama problem. Viga oila. So what are you going to tell about the oila? You give me the same answer. The same way the case is going where you already brought the asham in the morning. So you tell me, you burnt the oila in the morning. The chitema oila. Or better yet, the chitema. Forget it, we're not going to come to that later on. Oila ima akva. You don't need the oila. They bring the oil tomorrow. I want to eat kachin, right? I want to eat kachin. I want to eat kachin tonight. I can't. I'm a mechusaki purim. A mechusaki purim needs to bring three karbanos. Chatos, oila, asham. Listen, that's what you should do. There are things that you're supposed to, and then there are things, the real world, what really happens. So you'll only bring your asham, and you'll bring your chatos. The oila is not ma'akev. You could eat the kachem tonight, even without bringing the oila. You'll bring the oila tomorrow. Dichi teima oila ma'akva. Don't give me that answer. That's not a good answer, because oila is ma'akev. But, because we have time on the right saw. Just like it's also ma'akev. So you know, let's give the other answer. The other answer that we gave was before was what? So you know the other answer is kishakarva oilas. So the case is going where? Another answer where you already brought it, just like you brought the asham in the morning. So maybe the case is going where you brought in the morning the carbon oila. So the hechet is you brought the asham, you brought the oila, and then they were makir of the tamid shel bein harbayim, and the only loose end is the chatas, and the chatas is a bird, and the bird there is no fire of the mizbeach. Minela, it's going to be there's no violation of alel hashlein. The chitayim because karva oilasai. The Gemara says umi karva oilasai kaidem lechatasai, impossible. You're not allowed to be ma'akev the oila before the chatos, because it's ma'akev. The order is ma'akev. Mi karva oilasa kardim lechatos rishain. The Atanya, it says in the pasuk vikrav is asher lechatos rishaina. It says in this pasuk. Pasuk dalit is the heavy. Whenever a person has to bring two together. You'll bring the chatos first. My tamalaymar. What does it say in the pasuk? The chatos. My tamalaymar. Why did it say chatos? Im lamech. Where's it? Rishayna first. Im lamech. The chatos comes before the oila. That a chatos comes before the oila. I know that already of another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hari kar nemar v'yasasheni ya'ase oila kamishvat." We have already one pasuk that tells us in general that whenever you bring a chatas and an oila, the chatas comes first. So why then did the Torah have to repeat itself? El ze bonaf. They repeat itself twice to teach you. El ze bon lav lochol chatos. Any time lochol chatos kula. The kaimulan, we pass, and we take this chiddush so far to say even when the chatos is a bird and the oila is an animal, for example, by a mitzoira, the chatos can be a bird and the oila is an animal, it must be an animal, so you would think, what's more chashav? The animal is more chashav. In this case, we should make an exception. We should makrif the oila first. No! The fact the pasuk repeats the halacha twice by Yoledes and says twice there's an oil and there's a chatas, teaching a bina of lachol atarakula that under every single circumstance the chatas comes first, even if the chatas is only a bird, and then comes the animal. Ze bonav lachol chatas shel yukodes lachol oilos al habosimon v'kam dafid chatas soiv kodemus oilos behema. So what's going on here? Rava says in the Chanam, you know something? Shiny oilas mitzoyra drachmona omar. There is one exception. The exception is the mitzoyra. Because the pasuk says, shiny oilas mitzoyra drachmona omar, vehe'elo hakarin es ha'oilo, the word vehe'elo. It should really say, ya'ale. Ya'ha, Yom Kippur is coming up soon. Right? Yale, different nigunim for the Yale, the Pid, the Kol Nidre night. Yale, it should say Yale. Yale, Lashon Osid. It doesn't say Yale, it says Vehe'elo. Vehe'elo is Lashon Ova. To make a drasha that by the Mitzvah is the exception, and by the Mitzvah, the Bidiyavet, if you bring the oil first, it's good. So what comes out? So it comes as a very strange halach. I mean, a very strange case. In this case, of a little bit of Yochanan Berakhus is a chiddush that if a person they already brought the talmid shel bein harbayim and it's now b'shor yimois hashana, it's the middle of the winter, and you come crying to the kohen and say, "Listen, you got to make an exception for me. I was makriv this morning on a shalmei nedava." And when they know the clock is ticking, and the latest time I can eat my shalmei nedava is tomorrow night, and if you're not going to let me bring my mechusa kippurim, my kabbonis now, I'm not going to be able to go to Nikon have a shalmei for my shalmei nedava tonight and tomorrow. So the answer is, you know what, we're going to make an exception for you. But the only time we'll make an exception is if we fulfill all of these other conditions. Number one, you were already makriv this morning, you are Asham, because there's no way you can get around that. You can't have the Asham later. Asham is Basar. Number two, you were already Makar of your Oila, which is very unusual, because the Oila always goes second. Always, even when you have a choice between a bird Chatas and an Oila animal, you still Makar of the Chatas. But this is an unusual circumstance where for whatever reason you were Makar B'dieva the Oila first, early in the morning, before the Tomin Shalbein Arbayim, and all you have left is a Chatas Ha'oif, which just needs its blood to be put on the Mizbeach, and blood is not a violation of Olecho Hashlem. Hashlem is only Basar that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So that is how we have an answer. We're extremely limiting the case. Okay, we're mamish, we're taking the case that it says in the Braisa, Rav Yochanan ben Breika, and we are extremely limiting the case to a very unique set of circumstances in which it will be possible for the Kohanim to bring for you your missing Mechusa Kippurim carbon in order to allow you to eat Kadosh on the next day. Right, Omar, Nugmar, Omale, Shemin, Meshemin, Rabbi, Papa, Lili, Dochter, Matamala, Malino. Let's go back. We mentioned from the coin to you had a much simpler solution. Your solution was you don't need to come onto a bird, you can be dealing with animals, you have animals, you bring the animal on top of the Mizbeach. And as far as the violation of Olecho Hashlem, that's only when you actually put the Basar on the fire. But if you don't put the Basar on the fire, you put the Basar on the side of the Mizbeach, it's okay. There's no hashlama, you're not violating hashlama, and there's no lina, because as long as the avi of the mizbech is koilate, the meat of the carbon, it's not going to become possible with lina. But it's not a very good idea. Why not? Because there are a lot of shifts of kohanim that come on top of the mizbech in the middle of the night to stir the imurim that are burning on the fire of the mizbech. And it's inevitable one of the kohanim who's going to come on the later shift in the evening is going to see some meat lying on the surface of the mizbeach, and he's going to say, "My hai, what's this? This is from a carbon. What's it doing? It has to be burnt." And he'll burn it. And by burning it, he will inadvertently be over on the assay of Oleha Hashlem Kolak Karbonas Kulum. Nothing can be burnt after the Tamil, and nothing can be offered on the Mizbeach after the Tamil Shabbat Rabbayim. So how could, it's not a good idea. You're causing the Reihanim, you're setting them up for failure. You hear that expression, what's what Mechanich talk about? Yeah, I now want to set up someone for failure. So, Omale, Rav Shemin, Bar Abba, Bar Papa, Lididach, according to you, the Amarit, Male, Malino, that the solution is, bring the carbon after Tamil Shabbat Rabbayim, and bring it up, Umalina, and have it rest. B'raisha Shem Mizbeach, you're setting them up for failure. They're going to be nichshol. It's a muftach. They're going to be nichshol in the middle of the night. A new kohen is going to come on duty. They're going to go in to see. They're going to be nichshol. The sarvay. They're going to think the yoimehu. It's from the day it was offered kedin. The day before it was offered before the tamid shel bein harbayim, and it should be burnt. The asu liak ture, they're going to burn. Look at Rashi, how Rashi teaches this issa. The savrei diyoynehu kishavaktidim kol halayla evadim shenasnu sheni toisru mikavonu shenishchatu v'nizrak dam mekaydim utamid v'yiru esevam halalu yiyu suvurim shagam eile nitoisru urim lakim ayom v'yaktidim v'avri aseda shlomo. So the Gemara says, no problem, it's not going to happen. Kaihanim zirizim hein. Kaihanim are meticulous. And Leila, when one shift gives over to the next shift, they will give over a report. They file the report and say, this meat don't touch, this meat touch. They'll make sure that the people that take over the night are not going to be nishlan burning, but not supposed to be burnt. Yeah. Next more. Amalei Rav Asher, Rav Kahana, the Amalei Sotar, Rav Huna, Rav Nassim, Rav Papa, Rav Karlo, Miskatri, and Mudim Koyanim, Loi Motsu, Achle, Basar. What are you accomplishing? What are you accomplishing that if you're going to put the Mumtah on the Mizbeach, you're going to leave it there? And now, but as long as it's not burnt, the Koyanim are not allowed to eat from the meat. So what are you accomplishing? I'm going to take the chatos. I'm going to put it on top of the mizveach. The kohanim get the boss of the chatos. Chatos kodesh kodashim. Who eats kodesh kodashim? The kohanim. The kohanim can't eat from the meat until it's burned. And when are you going to first burn it? You're going to burn it tomorrow morning. But tomorrow morning, the leftover meat of the carbon chatos is already possible with noisar, midin noisar. So what have you accomplished? What do you tell me over here? Do your papa? You should take the meat. Right? The makor tamer shabena bayim. No, so now we're going to makor of the carbon chatos. According to our papa, we makor of an animal. And we're going to put on the mizbeach the imurim. And we're going to leave it there on the top. And it's not going to be absolutely lina. And then tomorrow morning we're going to burn it. But the halacha is the kohanim are not allowed to eat the basar of the carbon chatos until they first burn the imurim. They're first going to burn it tomorrow morning. But by tomorrow morning the basar of the carbon chatos is already possible. We didn't know you, sir. So what have you accomplished? Omar, the Rav Ashbav Kahana, the Amr, the Rav Kuna, the Rishon, the Renos, the Papa, the Hal Kamal, the Mikhail, the Amurim, Koyahan, the Mosi Achli Boss, the Tan Yachel, you could have Rishon, the Chazav Shaik, Koy, the Makhtar, the Amurim. They allow to eat it, the Chazav Shaik. Kamaloy, my big two, Akoyanes, Achelam, is Vecha, first Mak of the Chalev, and then the Hod of Hoya, Chazel, the Amul Vona. The Kamal, the Koyanam, the Achli Boss, the Bottom is Chaper. And furthermore, as long as Ram don't eat it, they don't get Kapara, the Tanya, Vyachlos, Vashakim, Bohem, so the Kabbalim, two things. They can't eat the meat. Number two, the bomb do not get kapara. If they don't get kapara, so then you defeat us. Then there's still Mechusar Kippurim. What does Mechusar Kippurim mean? They're missing kapara until they bring the carbon. So you brought the carbon, the lamish away, you put it on top of the Mizbeach, but there's no kapara. There's no kapara. They can't eat anyway. They can't eat it. So what do we have accomplished over here? Omalei, so the answer is that there are exceptions to this rule. This halacha that the kohanim must eat for the Ba'olim to get kapara, and the kohanim must burn the imurim in order for them to eat the meat, that's only a lichatchila. But b'diyeved we make exceptions. Amalei kevim lo yavshar. In this instance, there is no other solution. Asso'um, it's no less than kini shenitmeu osher avdu. Or it was lost. What do we mean? The time yachol nitmeu osher avdu. Let's say the imurim, the blood was sprinkled, but the imurim were lost. Or shenitmeu osher avdu. Lo yukoyanim zakon vechazev eshoik. Tamoloi ma, they would not allow to eat their gift, their matana. Tamoloi ma vahoy yehechazel la'ar ulubanav. There's a special pasuk, an extra pasuk, that you get the chazen no matter what, mikol makom, and that we apply to a situation where it was nitmu, the emurim were nitmu o sha'avdu. In this instance, it's not nitmu, it's not sha'avdu, but there's no other solution. We want to allow the person to be the mechusa kippurim to eat from his shalmei nedava, or to eat from the carbon pesach. And there's no other solution than to do this, and therefore it has the same din as shenitmeu osher avdu.